Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse from Golden Hills RC&D. Good morning to you, Tina.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
It is great to hear from you. I know you have lots of things going on related to ag and art and culture and a whole lot of things going on in Southwest Iowa. So let's talk about an event that's coming up here a little ways down the road. Ag Arts Field Day. What's that all about?
Well, Mary Swander, the Iowa Poet Laureate, and I have collaborated together. She has the Ag Arts nonprofit organization, and then we've collaborated along with Practical Farmers of Iowa, so it's three organizations, Golden Hills RC&D as well. So we're getting together at Maple Ledge Farm and having a wonderful Ag Arts Field Day of family, food, and fun. And so basically you can learn how the arts, from visual to literary to theatrical, can be used to help imagine and promote a healthy food system. And so we're going to conduct a storytelling workshop and then also be treated to a reader's theater production of the Farmscape play written by the Ag Arts co-founder Mary Swander along with some students from Iowa State University. And during that performance, it will feature John Bakehouse on guitar and another Practical Farmers of Iowa member, Stephen McGrew, playing music on the saw. So we'll really discuss how food is medicine and share some simple local recipes that anybody can make.
When is all this happening?
Well, this is happening on Saturday, August 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so there will be a locally sourced lunch prepared by Chef Robert Poling of Milk and Honey from the Harlan area. And also is going to be working with Ellen Walsh Roseman of the Farm to Table delivery.
Okay, so we're talking about this a bit ahead of time, but people need to get this on their calendars, I think, to make sure they save the day. And again, it's August 25th.
That is correct. And RSVPs are required just so we know how much of food we need for the lunch. And it's limited to 75 people. And so the cost for adults is $15 for adults and $5 for children, just to help us for the cost of the food and also for the event for the artists. And you can RSVP through Practical Farmers of Iowa. And you can do that by calling Deborah at 515-232-5661. That's calling Deborah at PFI. The number is 515-232-5661. Or you can email her at Deborah@practicalfarmers.org. That's Deborah@practicalfarmers.org. And we need this by Tuesday, August 21st.
So is there, when you're talking about contact, is there like a website or Facebook where they could follow up to get this information also?
Yes, absolutely. They can check on the Golden Hills website, which is www.goldenhillsrcd.org. That's goldenhillsrcd.org. And they also can check through Practical Farmers of Iowa also. It'll be on their Field Day listing as well. And their website is practicalfarmers.org.
I was going to say, and you know, for me, a lot of times I don't remember those exact addresses. You just put in and you've got a search engine there, and if you put in Practical Farmers of Iowa, it'll pop up. I'm sure if you put in Golden Hills, Iowa, yours will pop up. So,
and same with Ag Arts, right? So all three of these organizations are working together. So if you type in Ag Arts Field Day, it'll pop up for sure.
Okay, so good way just to kind of remember what this is all about. One of those three, you can find this information, because you need to think ahead. You say you need that reservation. Now, do you feel like there will be something of interest to all ages?
That's right, and what will be fun is we're really encouraging multiple age groups to have a really great interdisciplinary approach to science and art together, and so we'll have some storytelling. We'll get for the workshop part of it. Kids and families can create stories together. And the Farmscape performance is, I think, insightful and enlightening about farming in Iowa. So I think it's a very family-friendly event.
Okay, we'll remind folks about this again in a little bit. But talking about kids, you've been doing some ag camps with kids, and I think most of those are now complete. But what's been happening in those?
Right. So this summer I've had the opportunity to coordinate, develop curricula for seven different Ag Arts camps throughout Southwest Iowa in four different counties. And so we had 7 this month of June, so it's been a fun month. And the benefits that we found, those objectives, have been that we're helping young people and families learn to explore how their food is grown, experience some great time in nature, to focus and express their ideas creatively. It also helps them build and improve on their confidence. And then we realized that there's this importance of learning about agriculture and art and how it influences our lives. And we do this through hands-on experiences with plants, with animals, and with art. So it's been really a unique on-farm learning experiences.
So, Tina, as you think about those camps, can you recall any questions or comments that came from the kids that you're going, okay, this is why we need to do this, because they don't understand agriculture? Were there...
Right.
Yeah.
So some good questions were, what do cows, why do you have cows on your farm? A lot of them were disconnected. They thought that all cows give us milk and all cows, they were confused mm-hmm. between dairy cows versus meat cows. And they also, were very interested in eggs and wondered, would the yolks, if the egg shell is green, would the yolk be green inside? And there was a lot of interest in that. And they also wondered about, why do we have goats on our farm? And then a lot of questions about with gardening, just identifying plants and understanding that when we would look at the seeds, how teeny tiny they were, they couldn't believe that they eventually become these plants, and the plants grow in the ground, and we are able to eat them, and that soil is a living thing, and dirt is dead, and so we have to take care of the soil, and worms are a good thing. They're not scary or creepy.
So lots of things, as we think about living here in Southwest Iowa, and things are growing all around us, you go, well, everybody ought to know about this. Well, everybody would be a good idea if they would, but, if you have no connection, no experience, how can you learn if you don't have things like egg camp?
That's right. And another thing I was thinking about is even some of the adults were really surprised that there was a difference between field corn and sweet corn, and the fact that Iowa grows a lot more field corn and it has to be processed before we actually can consume it and use it. And so that was another really big epiphany, I think, for many of them. And I think it's also important that the hands-on opportunities of using their five senses, of getting to, so you got to actually smell, feel, look at, and observe and taste natural herbs from the garden and compare and contrast and talk about how those herbs have really great health benefits but also can really enhance a dish naturally without adding tons of salt and sugar and fat.
I'm sure that getting all of those senses involved means they're going to remember what they learned much longer than if you had just stood up and talked about it.
That's right. In fact, what's been great is I've run into some of the kids that I've seen, as well as the executive director from the Ronald McDonald House and Champ Charities in Omaha actually called me and said that she is noticing that families are actually really experiencing, talking about what they learned and when they're at mealtime, having engaging conversations and just being more confident and participating more. So I feel like that's the power of ag arts, is that you get out there, you get outdoors in a natural learning environment, and your stress levels go down. They have research that shows that. And then your actual cognition goes up. And so you get this wonderful experience of being outdoors, and you get to remember more because of the hands-on learning, mm-hmm. as opposed to just sitting in a chair reading about it.
You bet. So let's review the event coming up on August 25th. Where is it? What time is it? When do we need our reservations in, and how?
Okay, great. So the upcoming field day is Saturday, August 25th, from 10 to 3 p.m., and it's at Maple Edge Farm, which is near Hastings, Iowa, and it is required that you RSVP by August 21st, and you can do that through Practical Farmers of Iowa. Deborah's phone number is 515-232-5661. Again, that's 515-232-5661, or you can email Deborah@practicalfarmers.org, Deborah@practicalfarmers.org. And you can also reach out to me through Golden Hills RC&D with just shooting me an email at Tina at Golden Hills rcd.org or through calling at 712-789-0158.
Okay. If you can't remember all those, you know you can listen to these programs on KJAN.com, programs Backyard and Beyond, and you can hear all this information again to catch up those phone numbers. So we want to thank you very much, Tina Bakehouse, for getting us up to date on what's happening with ag arts around the area.
Well, thank you, LaVon. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Until next time, here's a silly ag comment. Ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains?